This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, I don't watch football anymore. I gave it up over a decade ago. I got sick of pretentious multimillionaires always chiming in on stuff and just big babies. And, of course, it didn't help when Kaepernick tried his nonsense and the kneeling and stuff and the disrespect to the people that have fought to preserve this great democratic republic. And I just said, to heck with them. They're a bunch of babies and I don't need to follow them. And subsequent to that, many of the other sports are the same way. I don't watch basketball. Haven't watched a basketball game. I haven't watched a full basketball game, I know, in at least 15 years. And the partials that I've ever seen are usually when I'm in a sports bar or a restaurant. And that's it. And I'll glance up from time to time. But there's no way they're winning me back. We've proven they're not winning us back. Look at the Oscars. Numbers dropping every single year. Every awards show, numbers dropping year after year after year. The popularity of leftism shows itself every day. But the left is going to lie. Gave you some stats on Biden's speech. 19.5 million to 29 million people watched it, if that's the number. We don't even know. I think it's closer to 20 million, not the 29. And Donald Trump's equivalent 100-day speech, over 46 million. So pick a midpoint, 25 million, and Donald Trump almost doubles what Biden got. This is the guy that's supposed to be the most popular guy in the history of presidents. You think that vote's legit? Maricopa County will let us know on that. We'll find out pretty soon. And they say they're on schedule. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Trevor Lawrence in the NFL. A guy wrote an article, does Trevor Lawrence have too much character to be the NFL's number one pick? He says most people, at least those paying attention, I wasn't for the record, expect quarterback Trevor Lawrence to be the first player selected in this year's NFL draft. Frankly, his draft stock has been a foregone conclusion since his heralded arrival at Clemson in 2018, and it was only strengthened after he led the Tigers to the national championship as only a freshman. He is a team leader who can read a defense and flat out throw a ball. In fact, the only doubts that exist about Lawrence's potential in the NFL have nothing to do with talent or poise, but concern his character. This will trip you out. Pundits worry he has too much character. In a recent interview with Sports Illustrated, Lawrence says, I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me, or if I'm trying to prove everybody wrong. As if that were troubling enough, he clarified, there's more to life than playing football. As a committed Christian who is very public about his faith, and the way it shapes his life, one of the things Lawrence considers more important than football is Jesus. He also apparently has a thing for family. Recently, Lawrence skipped an NFL pre-draft event to marry his high school sweetheart. This crazy behavior fed a narrative that Lawrence, like other Christian athletes, is probably too soft and lacks the kind of monomaniacal focus required to succeed in football. I want to stop there for just a second and explain, folks, that all the thugs that make it into the NFL, you get a guy that is a blue chip, all around good guy, the kind of guy you'd want to date your daughter, the kind of kid you want to hang around your son, the kind of kid you see all the qualities of America in him. And the NFL is like, well, he may be too good. You know, he may just be have too much character. We need people that are going to go beat their wives and go to clubs and make it rain and date hookers and, you know, eventually kill their girlfriends or kill their best friends. I don't want to go all Hernandez on you, or who's the dude that shot his girlfriend because she was pregnant. How many NFLers beat their wives? And I could go on. It says, given there's been a shortage of Christian players who possess deep faith and achieve great on-field success, this narrative is baseless. No one who's there's never been a shortage, I should have said. No one who is receiving on the receiving end of a hit by the Steelers' great Troy Polamalu thought his faith made him somehow soft. Not to mention, Lawrence has proven his competitive zeal. In three seasons at Clemson, he's lost only two games. Still, the presumption persists that the prospective balance and priorities shaped by a sincere faith are somehow liabilities and obstacles to athletic success. Do we live in bizarro, opposite world or not, people? So Lawrence tweeted, when he tweeted, I am secure in who I am and what I believe. I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person. The critics pounced. The critiques in reality say nothing about Trevor Lawrence. They only expose how absurd discussions of character have become in our culture. Scarcely a week goes by without a story featuring an active or former NFL player in trouble with the law. In the short time leading up to the draft, the former NFL player killed five people before killing himself. That same day, police arrested a former player on charges of first-degree murder in connection with a shooting that injured another person and killed another. Then a few days after that, a current player ended up behind bars on weapons charges. The local news report of that story began telling, another pro football player has been arrested in Northeast Ohio on a weapons charge. The NFL has learned about character the hard way. Whenever a player is selected in the draft later than their ability suggests, the reason is always, nearly always, a concern about character. Teams spend a lot of time and money up front assessing a prospect's character because they've learned how costly it can be in 2013 after tight end Aaron Hernandez was charged with murder. The Patriots became the first team to hire a character coach. So all this talk about him having too much character is bizarre, but it is the world we live in, people, where a kid who brings everything to the table is looked at as a freak. That is the first thing you should be looking at is the character of the individual. No, you know what they're going to judge him on? The color of his, well, he's a white, just another white quarterback coming into the league. Who knows? I just find this story interesting on so many levels, and I wish I had more time to cover it. Maybe we will another time. But this should make us all take pause when you have this type of a quality of a player who's got a quality life behind him. And they're decrying it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden, every time he appears before the camera, the Democrats hold their breath. They don't know what's going to happen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network. .com. Thanks for spreading the word. Whatever size audience we have, we appreciate you. The people that download. I'm telling you guys, if you just get this out to one other person, and I love it when people say, Kevin, I got my whole family listening. I got my cousin listening to you now. You know, I get people all the time. I got my coworkers. We keep you on, you know, when we were doing construction. I get all these people. Let me tell you what it does. It forces me to be better because I know you're listening and I know you're recommending me. But it's helping us spread the word. And when that's what we have to have. Anyway, I want to go back to Biden and this, whatever you call it, message to Congress or whatever. But the spin that the Biden-friendly media is putting on his 100 days has made people take notice. And needless to say, Captain Demento has done nothing right. The only thing he's done right is he kept Trump's policy of getting out of Afghanistan. But what did he do? He says we're going to do it on 9/11. So he has to let the Muslims feel like they've won by picking the day that they celebrate as the defeat of the capitalist pigs in America, the infidels. He can't even do that right. Joe Biden, if when he's following Trump's policies, which he's starting to, even on the border, he's going, you know, maybe we do need to finish building that fence. Build that wall. Now, it's unheralded by the media because they don't want you to know that Biden follows Trump. He's not following baby black Jesus. So they let us know. Oh, Barack Obama's still on the scene. Joe Biden, very closely following the policies of Obama, blah, blah, blah. Some ways he may very well be. But they won't let you know when he's following the policies of Trump, the real president in exile. But I want to read to you from Miranda Devine's post in the New York Post. She's talking about the Biden-friendly media. And she says it's embarrassing how they're what they're doing to him. She says Biden has polarized the country further even than Donald Trump polls show, which Trump didn't polarize the country. I just want to be very clear. But she's got to use, you know, she's going to use the information available to her. I just know that Donald Trump did not polarize his country. Anyway, she goes on, Mr. Unity has ratcheted up racial tension, opened the floodgates to illegal immigration, spent trillions of dollars we don't have on things we don't need, and is about to launch job-killing taxes to pretend to pay for it. His performance Catholicism, while enthusiastically advocating abortion, is even giving ulcers to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. All he had to do was roll out the vaccine he was gifted, and he even managed to botch the messaging on that. But don't expect anything but fawning praise from Biden's media boosters. And she talks about this. The worst thing they can say is that he's boring. And even then, they admire the quality as a ruse to stop Republicans from attacking him. From the Baltimore Sun, this is a headline. Boring is Biden's superpower. Boring is now a good thing to be. Who do you invite to your party? The boring guy. Here's the next one. Joe Biden's first 100 days reshaped America, trumpeted New York Magazine with the kicker. Biden's advantage is that he's not just nice, he's also tedious. Wow. Biden's early wins are paying off for business was the Forbes headline to celebrate Biden making it to the 100-day mark. What a difference competent leadership and 100 days makes. It is difficult to comprehend just how dysfunctional the situation was before Biden brought together a seasoned, diverse, and capable team to rebuild confidence in the potential of the federal government. Over the past month, the American people have witnessed practical, experienced, and thoughtful leadership who forcefully exudes certain stability, integrity, and competent governance. The New York Times declared, Biden underpromises and overdelivers. Wow. That's a Biden-friendly media for sure. The Washington Post said this, the secret to success for Biden's first 100 days in office. Scientific America. Biden has reversed Trump's war on science in his first 100 days. The Biden administration has already made great strides in building back and strengthening science. By the way, let me play that John Kerry clip about CO2 in the atmosphere and greenhouse gases, and you be the judge of the science, okay?
You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. And just remind everybody that will depend on whether or not we have some breakthrough technologies and breakthrough innovations, number one. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet.
Now, I'm going to repeat this. For those of you who aren't aware of the science, okay? Carbon dioxide traps the heat from the sun in our atmosphere so we don't freeze to death. And Kerry wants it gone. So does AOC. So do all these scientifically based idiots that have no basis in science. They also don't understand what CO2 does for greens, for the green things, trees, plants. They feed on it. It's insane. These people are the people talking about science all the time. And that was Scientific America talking about Biden has reversed Trump's war on science. Ooh, war on science? Have you noticed how the left always has some terminology? There's a war on science out there. There's a war on drugs. There's a war on this. There's a war. The war on science is being waged by the left because these idiots have no scientific knowledge whatsoever. The only thing that they care about with science is how much they can use science to take your dollars. Anyway, here's another article. Fawning over Joe Biden, she writes, CNN took the cake. Joe Biden to showcase his moderate radicalism in his big congressional address. And Biden can report at the end of his first 100 days in office that he has successfully embarked on a mission he defined an inauguration day to repair, restore, heal, and build. She then writes, it's been like that with CNN from day one. Here was the first thing they wrote. Biden has expressed a preference for a fire built in the Oval Office fireplace and sometimes adds a log himself to keep it going. That was an example of their hard-hitting analysis. I think you get it. You know what you're in for. Now, what are we going to do about it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinell County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
USA Radio News. President Biden believes schools should be open for 5 day a week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these people, young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. The Cobb County Courthouse in Atlanta is being evacuated after employees were exposed to a suspicious white powder. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office saying one person was taken to the hospital as a precaution after the Superior Court's clerk office received an envelope containing the unknown substance. A hazmat unit is on the scene. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I was in New York, I don't know, it's been a couple years ago, walking through Times Square, headed to some event that was being put on by Fox, and I didn't want to take a car or anything. I like getting out amongst the people, and I'm in this crowd at Times Square where they have the big... You guys can see it's a big screen and you can watch yourself on it. And I'm in that area and it just, thousands of people bustling. And two absolutely beautiful girls are walking towards me. And I can't remember if Melissa was there or not, but anyway, they were walking towards me and they had bikinis. And I remember one of them was kind of short and curvy, and the other one was taller, but they were both really beautiful. Probably Puerto Rican, tough to say, but Puerto Rican, Cuban, whatever, but certainly Latinas. And as they got closer and closer, people are staring at them. Now, I'm looking at guys staring at them because we're guys. We're staring at them because they were pretty girls. But the closer they get, it became less, you could see they were pretty young girls. But the closer they got, I was like, wait a minute. Whoa. They were painted on bikinis. These girls were butt naked walking through the busiest area of New York. Cops around. Nobody. Nothing. Stop. No. They didn't get a ticket. And more power to them. But I'm telling you, every guy there, you're just like, whoa. And at first, you see they're attractive. And you'll notice that. That's no big deal. You see people attractive all the time. But as they get in bikinis, which was kind of shocking. So that's a reason to look. Girls were looking too, by the way. But as they got closer, it was, oh my gosh. It's paint. They're butt naked. And I was blown away. Kids, walking around. And it was just amazing. So add to that the idea that in the same time frame, de Blasio says, you know what, it's okay to defecate and pee in New York. At the end of the day in New York City, it smells like a toilet. Depending on where you are, it'll smell like a toilet. Now, Manhattan's good for rinsing off the sidewalks very quickly. And, it's like watering the grass. I described it one day. I got up early in the morning. I went for a run. And as I was running, all these people were out there spraying down their sidewalk in front of their stores. It was probably 5 o'clock in the morning. And I went, wow. It was like they were watering the grass. I thought they were watering the concrete. And what they were doing was the people who walked their dogs the night before, who don't pick up the crap and the bums and stuff that, you know, defecate and pee and whatever else, they wash it off. Just like a new day started all over. It was amazing. It was amazingly disgusting, too, because all these people claim to be leftists. And you know, you would think that they're picking up their doggy doo doo. They're separating their garbage into paper and plastic and whatever else. No, they're not. They're scummy. It's horrible. New York has lots of problems. But let me tell you, it is in New York. I'm going to tell you some stuff about New York. You can apply this anywhere. Maybe we will. This person wrote an article, and they were, and it was phenomenal how they did it, because they were just saying, you would think that all the seven deadly sins would not be practiced in a place that considers itself the cradle of liberty. All these big cities want you to believe that they're problem solvers. You know, the problem of racial strife and cops beating up people and defund the police, those are country folk problems. We city folk, we got it all together. We're cosmopolitan, man. You remember the movie Tombstone, when Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp and all them arrive, and Behan meets him and says, you know, hey, I'm the town sheriff. And he says, well, you know, Wyatt Earp says, well, wow, you know, it's pretty bustling. He goes, yeah, we consider ourselves, you know, like a San Francisco. And right about that time, pow, 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 people get shot. And Doc Holliday says, yeah, there's a couple of fellow sophisticates or something along those lines. Alluding that maybe you're not quite as sophisticated as you think. Maybe you're not quite as Tony, which is the word they used to use at the time, as you believe yourself to be. See, these cities want you to convince you that this is the way you want to live. High-rise buildings, concrete jungles, you know, all the amenities there. You don't need a car. You can walk wherever you want to go. Everything's within reach. And we're all conserving. We're all a collective. We're a commune living amongst each other in peace and harmony. And look at all those country folks out there spreading the land out. You know, you don't know your neighbor, unfriendly, blah, blah, blah. Look at all the problems they face. And until the meth thing hit, rural America was definitely the place to be. Low crime, the whole deal. Still much lower crime than New York. Anyway, this guy did the seven deadly sins. And here's what he taught. And he featured New York, but pick your city. Wherever you live, I'd love to get your feedback on where you think this is. By the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So he begins with gluttony. Alcohol consumption is way up. So is gorging on chocolate. And 60% of us, he's saying New Yorkers, gained an average of 29 pounds. He's talking about during the COVID lockdowns, the self-imprisonment that people went through. He says, but let's talk about municipal gluttony too. With makeshift homeless encampments all over the sidewalks, men sleeping on the train, trash spilling out of receptacles, and streets being cleaned half as often as in 2019, our tax dollars sure aren't being spent on keeping things safe and orderly, are they? City spending goes to city bureaucrats, and they are gorging themselves now that de Blasio has announced a staggering $99 billion budget for a population of 8.9 million. That's more than Florida, which has 21 million people. If you live in the five boroughs, your state and municipal governments are spending more than $300 billion a year so that bureaucrats can stuff themselves. By contrast, if you live in the city of Los Angeles, your city spends $10.5 billion. L.A. is half the size of New York City. And your state, a paltry $165 billion. California has twice as many people as New York State. Goodbye, belt tightening. New York has thrown away its belt. They haven't thrown it away. They outgrew it. There's no reason to throw it away. Give it to some little state next to you. Maybe they can grow into it. His next seven deadly sin is lust. Now, I already described the scene of lust. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a guy that literally interrupted New York traffic to take a dump in the street, and he was not arrested. They don't even arrest you for that. Now, New York has porta potties along the streets so people can use them. I believe they even have, if I'm not mistaken, a porn potty. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Where men can, or maybe women, can go in there to, I guess, pleasure themselves. Maybe that'll keep down the rapes. I don't know. I don't know why you would do something like that, but they have these. He goes on to say this. Porn use boomed when people were forced to stay home with nothing but their computers for company. Now, I don't know about you. I've got a computer. I've got multiple computers and TVs. I haven't watched any porn. He goes on to say, but the old-fashioned retail sex trade just got a big boost, too, when Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. said he will no longer prosecute prostitutes. More women than ever will be exploited by pimps and sex traffickers, who, of course, keep all of the money that these women earn. And your kids get to learn what it all looks like while they're going to Starbucks, as hooking comes out of the shadows and right into the open. Now, I've already given you some examples of this. Like, these girls were not hookers that were in these painted swimsuits, but they were walking around 100% nude in public, kids and everything. Not a problem. When we come back, we're going to cover the other seven deadly sins, but I want you to think about it in the context of any city in America, because this is not limited to New York. This is leftism on steroids, and thankfully, even though we talk about it, it is a very, very small percentage of what the real world is wanting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So this guy wrote a piece about New York, and he based it on the 7 deadly sins. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I love the article because he's talking about all the impact of the idiots that run New York City and New York State, namely Cuomo and de Blasio. 844-551-8255. So we've talked about gluttony, alcohol consumption up, chocolate consumption up. That's on the people side. The average New Yorker gained 29 pounds during the scamdemic. Next, we discussed lust. Porn booming in New York. I don't know how he's measuring it, but what I do know is the new AG of New York, the DA rather, Cyrus Vance Jr., says he's not going to prosecute prostitutes. So that's where we start back up on the seven deadly sins and how they apply to New York, but they apply everywhere. They apply to leftism. And for the record, we don't eliminate ourselves as conservatives from the seven deadly sins. The only thing that we care about is that we understand that they are sins. And you're subject to them. Don't think you're immune, because you're not. Anyway, we'll move on. The next one he talked about is envy. It says, with a stepped up new tax on rich people and an extension of the temporary millionaire's tax that got enacted after the 2008 financial crisis that now looks permanent, sticking it to our betters is official. The problem, rich people can live elsewhere. And they take the tax revenue they provide with them. Moreover, bitter people who were stuck in their apartments throughout the crisis are seething with contempt for their returning neighbors. The New Yorkers who are wealthy enough to afford houses out of town and wisely made use of them during the scamdemic to increase social distancing and stop the spread. The Brooklyn guy who wrote the New York Times op-ed entitled, "They Escaped During the Pandemic, Now They Must Pay," speaks for a million young fuss budgets who are pissed off by the idea that some people spent last year being insufficiently miserable. So there's your envy. And by the way, they love that class envy. Leftists do. And the people that are getting you the class envy, they're the elitist of the elite, and they remove themselves from it. They act like they're doing you the favor by going after them themselves. But they sort of push themselves away, like, I'm not it. The next one was greed. After Cuomo legalized online sports betting in New York, you won't even need to find your way to the nearest casino to start throwing away your money on get-rich-quick bets. Those $805 unemployment checks we're all paying for. They're just a few Giants and Jets losses away from being pocketed by big gaming. On the big buck side of the income spectrum, a combination of lockdown boredom and the stock market bubble is making people gamble real bucks on crappy joke stocks called stonks, and even put their cash into a joke currency called Dogecoin. The S&P 500 is up more than 300% in the last 10 years. The air is thick with money frenzy. Sports betting legal in New York. Well, they've been doing that in a lot of places. In case you haven't noticed, lefties rely on vice to pay their bills. That's why you'll see soon prostitution will be legal. They'll tax it, regulate it. They'll say it's all for the better. Sports gambling's already been legalized. Drugs, marijuana right now, it'll be others soon. Vices, they like vices. Drinking's illegal, legal as long as it's taxed. Cigarettes are taxed. Who makes the most money? Just when you think about this stuff, it's amazing how much money the government makes on a vice of energy, for example. A gallon of gas. They're already trying to figure out how they're going to tax the electric car because they've given you all the rebates. Now that's over. So they're going to say, well, because you're charging up, if you're still on the grid, they're going to figure some kind of way to get it. I remember they did a tennis shoe tax in Chicago, 20 cents or 25 cents per pair, so they could pay for some sporting complex for kids who were the people who were going to use it. In other words, they're taxing the kids who wear the shoes, or the parents of the kids, so they could build them a place so they could play. I bet you the place is a hellhole right now. I bet you can't even go there and feel safe. Anyway, where do we leave off? Wrath. New Yorkers have always taken a pride in not suffering fools gladly. But 2020 must have been the angriest year on record. If every police killing within a 2,000-mile radius could potentially lead to days of rioting in New York, it says, though, we seem to have reached a whole new basal level of anger. As for the daily non-political rage, that's off the charts. After a nauseating, get this, you're going to love this, 97% increase in shootings last year. Crime is still going up. Last week in the city, there were 50 people shot in 46 separate incidents over 7 days, up from 12 in the same period last year. Did you hear what I said? 50 people shot in 46 separate incidents, up from 12 shootings. That is a 400% plus increase. Now, you think that's bad. I don't know where New York ranks, but I'll tell you this. Chicago, which we get a lot of press about, and you guys have heard me say it, is number 71. I don't think New York's in the top. I know they're not in the top five. I doubt if they're in the top 10. St. Louis, Baltimore. I'm going from memory. St. Louis, Baltimore, Memphis, Little Rock, something like that. New York's not in the top five. But that's the wrath. So we've recapped six of the seven deadly sins and how they apply to New York. And it ain't going to get any better. There's one other one they talk about, though. Pride. Okay. So 20,215,750 of us aren't feeling that customary New York arrogance so much. So the remaining one will have to make it up. And he's doing it. In a disaster year that wound up leaving Cuomo the highest paid governor in the history of the United States, the guy who once named a bridge after his dad and boasted, "I am the love gov," to his brother on CNN just before 10 women accused him of sexual harassment. It's up to 10? Where have I been? I left off at 8. Says Cuomo wrote a book praising his own pandemic management. Sure, it was fine to order taxpayer-funded employees to put it together for him so he could rake in $65 per book and accept an Emmy Award for his awesome transparency while he was covering up thousands of seniors' deaths he helped cause by forcing nursing homes to take patients carrying a lethal virus. Meanwhile, he chased so many people away that New York lost a congressional seat and an electoral vote, both of which it would have retained could he have persuaded 89 more people to stay. You could say Cuomo has chutzpah. But if you did, he'd probably just mock you for being these people and their effing treehouses. I don't even know what that is a reference to. But I will tell you, that is pride. This is a guy who remains the chief, the CEO of New York, the state. He's a criminal. He runs a criminal enterprise. He leads with an iron fist. It's not leadership. It's you do it or else. He's a sexual harasser. He's a thief. He's a killer. 15,000 dead old people in nursing homes can tell you that. Well, their relatives can. Prideful. And I just gave you his state. Every one of these leftist-run states and cities has a similar story. I want you to remember that. I'll leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.